You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to the Daily Hammer, your daily news source when it comes to the Atlanta Braves as part of the Talking Chop Podcast Network. My name is Sean Coleman. It's a pleasure to be with you as always. Of course, the Daily Hammer is just one part of the great list of podcasts you can listen to over at the Talking Chop Podcast Network, including the Talking Chop Podcast and the Road to Atlanta Podcast, all of which can be found at TalkingChop.com and at Talking Chop across all forms of social media. My name's Sean Coleman. You can find me at StatsSAC. When it comes to the Braves, here's the latest from Atlanta. Nothing. That's the latest from Atlanta. Nothing. And there's significance in the silence and the word nothing, because unfortunately, that's where we are now when it comes to Major League Baseball. Obviously, once the clock struck midnight on Wednesday and Thursday came into play, so did the MLB lockout. The MLB and the owners locked out the players on Thursday. And of course, we heard statements from both MLB. Rob Manfred did a press conference on Thursday as well. We also heard from the Major League Baseball Players Association and obviously the MLBPA president, Tony Clark. And my initial opinion of it is this, is it's not too detailed on my end. It's pretty simple. It is not that at all much of a positive situation right now. From the statements themselves, it seems to me as if both sides of the equation, it doesn't really seem as if a compromise right now is at the forefront of priorities for either side. There seems to be a lot of animosity, and there certainly seems to be a lot of things that have to be worked through for a resolution to be found. But there's layers when it comes to this lockout. Three specific layers, in fact, when it comes to this lockout. For one, and I'll get into the more details about this in just a second, is that while there's a lot of uncertainty as to what will come based off whatever resolution is found due to this lockout, what is certain is that right now, nothing is going to happen. There can be no transactions, no trades. There can be no activity between teams and players, let alone other teams. So as far as transactions, rumors, news, and things like that that you may hear, nothing can be done until the lockout ends and a resolution is found. Again, I'll go into a bit more detail on that in just a moment. Of course, the second thing is the animosity itself. You have two sides that really seem to be more focused on airing out their frustrations with the other side than really being focused on trying to find a resolution to get a new collective bargaining agreement in place. And the thing about it is that with that being the position that both sides are in right now, it doesn't seem like there's going to be a quick resolution in place. Many feel around baseball that it likely will be the end of January before there's really any type of movement, because at that point you then start to see the reality set in for both sides that if something does not happen quickly, then you're going to start cutting into spring training and preparation for the 2022 season, even to the point of games potentially starting to be at risk when it comes to them being canceled. And both sides already experienced that type of situation in 2020. Now, you may run into that same reality happening in 2022. So it seems as if both sides maybe are banking on, once we get closer to spring training starting and we get closer to the season, perhaps that will make both sides willing to get something done. That's not necessarily a positive, because the incentive to get something done, again, doesn't come down to both sides wanting to compromise with each other. It's that money is now in play and the potential of not being paid when it comes to the season starting is in play, and that may be a motivation factor for both sides to come together and get things done. It just does not seem to be a good situation when, again, the ability to compromise, the desire to compromise and find a resolution, that does not seem to be high on the priority list of either side right now, and it doesn't look like that it's going to be high on the priority list until the situation kind of forces the hands of both sides as we get closer to spring training and the start of the 2022 season. But the uncertainty about the lockout does not just, you know, end with when a resolution may be found and you know, the details of, you know, all the different, you know, dotting the I's and crossing the T's. The other thing that is certainly in play is that both on and off the field, there could be significant changes to both the on-the-field side of baseball and the business side of baseball. There's a lot of uncertainty that could about what's going to occur from these negotiations. And as a result, the game of baseball that we all know could certainly be different moving forward. A universal DH, changes in terms of the financial structure of when players may become free agents, expanded playoffs. The game itself could certainly change both on the business side and the on-the-field side as a result of these resolution to whatever resolution is found. And that certainly is something to pay attention to as well. And that certainly is going to be at the forefront of the interest of many fans, many franchises, front office personnel, everybody involved in baseball. It's not just about when might we start to see some action moving towards a resolution. It's what changes are going to be implemented to the game itself as a part of that resolution.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
But in the meantime, some important things to know is that the depth of this lockout is pretty amazing as well. I'm sure that many, including myself, were surprised at how deep, how limited teams are and players are in terms of what can be done right now. Basically, if a player is on the 40-man roster right now, in terms of their involvement with the team, there could be hardly any involvement at all. There can't be any contracts signed, any trades done, anything of that nature at all right now. Teams can't communicate with each other. There's nothing. There really is not an opportunity for any type of news to be created because there's no type of transactions or involvement between teams and their own players, let alone two different franchises. And so if there is speculation or if there are potential rumors and things like that that are out there about Freddie Freeman or potential trades or whatever that may be, there's solace in the fact for Braves fans that, hey, if it comes to a team's interest in Freddie Freeman, nothing can be done about it right now. Nothing can be done until a resolution is found. So while that may be a bit comforting, it also is certainly a negative because the sport that we all love, there's nothing really to talk about right now when it comes to current baseball because nothing is able to occur. Another important detail to know, though, is that that really involves players and teams and players that are on the 40-man roster. If a player is not on the 40-man roster, in terms of the minor league happenings, that side of baseball, those still can go on. If a player is not on a team's 40-man roster, in terms of the minor leagues, workouts, preparations, all those things can happen as normal because they're not involved with the major league side of things. So literally very little to anything at all is going to happen in terms of transactions, you know, interactions between teams and players, and, you know, other teams with other teams right now until a resolution is found. However, when it comes to the minor league side of things, things still can operate as normal. Of course, this does mean to annual events that many, including myself, look forward to, like the winter meetings, the Rule 5 drafts, other events such as that, those type of events have been postponed. And in terms of when they may occur this offseason, it'll be interesting to see in what capacity they might, and that certainly is dependent on how much time will be left in the offseason once a resolution is actually found. So the big takeaways from all this is that right now there is far more uncertainty than there is certainty. We don't know of a timeline when a resolution may come to fruition. We don't know how much the game is going to be impacted and changed based off that resolution. But the certainty we do know is that very little to any at all actual happenings will happen around the game of baseball in the meantime. And while that certainly is not something to look forward to, the hope is that while the journey there is still going to be dicey, it's still going to probably have a lot of negativity between both sides. Eventually, the thought is that a resolution will be found. I do feel that we're still definitely going to have the 2022 baseball season. And once that occurs, not only will we then, moving forward, not have to worry about this same scenario happening for a while more than likely, but we'll also sit here and get to celebrate the defending 2021 champion, World Series champion, Atlanta Braves. But of course, here on the Talking Chop Podcast Network, that doesn't mean that there's not plenty to talk about in terms of preparation for the 2022 season and plenty of other fun topics. Myself here on the Daily Hammer, we're going to have some fun podcast subjects that we're going to talk about over the next few months, including some fun interviews with folks that cover the Braves, folks around Braves country, looking at the past, present, and future of the organization. Also, some fun interviews with notable names around baseball about the Braves' 2021 World Series run. Of course, the Talking Chop podcast and the Road to Atlanta podcast will have plenty of content to deliver themselves, the Road to Atlanta podcast, when it comes to the minor league side of things, and of course, the Talking Chop podcast when it comes to the Braves and baseball in general. Once again, you can find each and every one of the Daily Hammer, the Talking Chop podcast, and the Road to Atlanta podcast on the Talking Chop podcast network at TalkingChop.com and at Talking Chop across all forms of social media. My name's Sean Coleman. It's a pleasure being with you. While we may still not have much to talk about in terms of current happenings around the game of baseball, stick with us. We always appreciate your support because we're going to have plenty of fun content moving forward over the next few months. Hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week here on the Daily Hammer.